Okay, we are now in Basar B'Cholov, Sif Gimel. Einu noig ela b'Basar B'Hema Tahora, B'Cholov B'Hema Tahora. Ava Basar Tahora B'Cholov Tmeya, O Basar Tmeya B'Cholov Tahora, Mutorim B'Bishul U'B'Hanor, because it's not Basar B'Cholov, so it sounds Mutor B'Bishul U'B'Hanor, because it's Basar B'Cholov only Drabon, and we have a klal that by Basar B'Cholov Drabon, there's no use of Bishul, and it's not Osar B'Hanor. So midivais it has to be, because kedi means from a mintah, so let's say you take pig meat or something like that, ham, and you cooked it with milk, that's not basar b'cholov, right? We midivais, what about midrabanan, is it basar b'cholov? So that's what the shach and taz are going to talk about. Basar chai va'of, afila b'cholov tahora, mutter b'bishul b'hanor, va'af achila eino osa el midrabanan, aval dogim v'chagovim ein behem isu afila midrabanan. So what about basar b'cholov of a min tummy? Is that basar b'cholov or not? Midrabanan. I mean, my nafkimin, it's going to be also any hamidi raisa because it's chaser. So that's what. So let's see what the mafarshim say here.
It would never be asa b'hanah because it's midrabanan, right?
Because it's midrabanan. So that, but that's what Mechaber says. It'll be mutar b'bishul b'hanah, but right. It seems like the bishul b'hanah is you know, superfluous since it's not basar b'cholov. Of course, it's mutar b'bishul b'hanah. So let's look in the do the shach or gimel. Av basar tahor b'cholov tmeya lashon atu av basar tahor b'cholov behema tmeya basar tmeya. B'cholov tahora u'basa chayev of afilu b'cholov tahora eino el mitrabanan u'muta b'bishul b'hanor ad kan l'shon v'kosa habeisya shiloshin she'eino mechuvan hu d'maish na eino el mitrabanan lo matzikoy el chayev of b'cholov tahora dila b'basa tahora b'cholov tmeya o ipcha lo achkan she'asruha chacham b'achila mishun b'basa b'cholov. So it's interesting, but he wasn't misakin the lashon completely. Why? Because the words again that is mutar b'bishul u'b'hanor is redundant. Not redundant, it's superfluous. Because if it's not basar b'cholov, of course it's mutar b'bishul b'hanor. So if he doesn't hold that there's the Beis Yosef, Lishitaso, who already made this hayara, and as the Shach points out, he was misakin the lashon of the Torah, he shouldn't have put this halach, you know, he should have said it's not basar b'cholov. You know, why does he have to say it's mutar b'bishul b'hanor? Okay. I mean, so it's clear. I mean, because the mechaber means to, that's good for what the mechaber means to say. It's mutar b'bishul b'cholov, because it's not basar b'cholov at all. Okay. Lekach tikin kan halosha v'yofa kivin ela shahabach hisig alav u'pirish tahator osu l'shemin d'mikol makom midrabonin osu l'shem basar b'cholov v'nafgamina le'in chtich nasis nevela. The sviva lay the eno ela b'basar b'cholov, because the mechaber holds that chtich nas nevela only applies b'basar b'cholov, not b'sharish surin. So that's why, so there's nafka meaning here for basar, right? By the way, but which is also not such, even if you say it's basar b'cholov, it's still a chiddush to say that what the Bach is saying. Why is that a chiddush? Because as we'll see later on, the Taz quotes in Machloikis HaRishonim, by basar b'cholov drabon, do you say chtich nasis nevela? He quotes Machloikis Rabban and Rashba. So according to the Bach, you see he assumes that by basar b'cholov drabon, we would say chtich nasis nevela. Okay, but there'll be an afkamina for chticha ruilis gabed.
Right, you also assume that the Torah holds like Rabbeinu Ephraim, which the Beis Yosef sometimes does, sometimes doesn't, depends on his mood.
There are certain
Beis Yosefs where he clearly assumes that the Torah disagrees with Rabbeinu Ephraim.
But the Mechaber considers that chticha nasta doesn't apply to Shari Surah.
We care about the Torah right now. The Torah is the one who said that it's mutar b'bishul b'hanah, implying that it's asur midrabanan b'basar b'cholov.
No, but then. The question is, the Mechaber said that there's no nafkamina from the Isser, from the Takana of Tanik Baschal Derbanan. So the question
is, but if the Torah held, like, let's say, what we hold, that there's Chanam B'Shari Surim, right? Or like the Ramah, let's say that there is something in the Shari, then there's no nafkamina anymore, then it goes out the window. I think it's got to be fine, but...
Why, the Torah sometimes have that...
I'll find different examples, because Beis Yosef tries to argue with the Darkei Moshe.
You mean because the Beis Yosef is saying it on the Torah? So
exactly, it has to be that the Torah would hold that.
So they have to, you have to say Yoshtikal Torah to say your question, that he says by other things. Of Shaykh Shapak Zera, Shim Hayo Ochlin Bossa of Bechol, Hayo Ochlin Gamkin Bossa Behemer Bechol, Udexiv, Udekos of Haram Sham. Avama Indian Ligzo, Shabossa Behemer, Tahor Bechol Tmer, O Ipcho Yeas, or Mishim Bossa Bechol. Double Lav Hochi Lekla Mechus, to me came the Belav Hochi Os. Anyhow, so the Shach disagrees with this Bach. So I just want to tell you something. Halacha for us, just an interesting story. You know, one of the issues that we have is that emerged about veal. This is one of the things that motivates Rabbi Shechter not to eat veal, but he's given up veal, meat, and milk, I think. He looks pretty healthy, frankly, but I guess carbohydrates are still on the agenda. But so one of the problems is this. That the way they, you know, veal is soft meat, it's a young calf, and what they do is, and that's why it's not so much an issue as it used to be, but one of the problems about what people had a problem in terms of growing veal, raising veal, is because what they do is they keep it, you know, in very small quarters. I think the reason they do that is so that the muscles will atrophy, so no exercise, right? You don't let any of these veals go to a gym. And your father would be very upset about it. So also they give it a diet, you know, that a specific diet to get the kind of texture of the meat. And what they feed it is it's a kind of a milk, whatever it is, with animal enzymes in it. So the problem is, which we're going to see, you know. If an animal, the halachas in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, if an animal, if rove that it eats is macholos asur, so then it's asa. And the Shach seems to limit that only to isur hano. The Gus Moshe says he thinks it only applies to avodah zarah. So if it's avodah zarah, then we're home free. But if it's basa b'cholov, if it's isur hano, so then it may be a problem. So one of the issues that we had was about, you know, we want to make sure that this is not, at least at a minimum, not basar cholov d'oraisa, that's asa b'hano. So I remember I spoke to a guy who I think was Jewish. He represented the veal industry. And we were talking about some of these issues. This goes back a while. I said, can you make sure, you know, we're concerned about the kashers of this stuff that's being fed to the animals, that the proteins, or what those mean, are coming from, you know, pig as opposed to, you know, bovine sources or other, right? Mm. So I said, Rabbi, let me get this straight. You want it to be kosher, you don't want it to come from a regular cow, you want it to come from a pig, right? So this was not so easy to communicate to him, you know, this dinner mechaber. But one of the things that we do, which we're going to get to in a second when we do this Dugum of Vava, you know, the Shaila is if it came from a non-kosher, let's say, cow, right, but a kosher min, so is that Osu Bahano? So that we'll have to talk about. That's this famous, you know, Rambam, the famous Nukudah on the floor. But I remember this conversation, you know, it was so counterintuitive. I get this straight. Right.
Were they able to do it?
It wasn't so simple to do, but this is what we're making about, because what we try to make sure is that there's no real bishul midiraisa. In other words, that it's a cliche. That mm-hmm. you know, when they make this powder. What you know, it's powdered, and then it's given. It's put into the trough with hot water. It's mixed, and then the animals eat it. Let's say the calves eat it. So what we want to make sure is that they put in the water first. At least that's the instructions we give, and then they put in the so it's a cliche-y, and then they put in the to mix up the powder, and that way it's a cliche-y, so it's not bishul midiraisa, so it won't be also b'hanor. But even without that, the latter tzadim lekula, the other tzadim are, as I mentioned, the shach says. Rav Moshe holds that it's only by avodah zarah, but the other tzad lekula is this dogma of vava, which we're going to get to is according to the Rambam, it's not osa b'hanor because it's by nevel it's eni sechal alisa, so it's not osa b'hanor, it's only osa b'achila, and if it's only osa b'achila, the shach says it doesn't. So that, you know, but it's a big issue. I mean, the other huge issue, which I know concerns Rav Shachter, is just, you know, the level of treifus in veal, because, you know, the way it's more susceptible to, you know, to sirchus. And sometimes you have a higher rate, and, you know, can you assume that you don't have to check all the other treifus, you know, all your tres treifus and so on. Bottom line is most people are makel about it, but I know that Rabbi Shechter is concerned about it. He has a problem with the Boston, has a problem with the Cholov. I know he also, you know, he had an issue with the Cholov because of displaced abomycin. Displaced abomycin is sometimes the stomach of the cow, you know, gets, because it generates, you know, a lot of gas in the stomach, and the way they handle that is, which ultimately it could be a fatal condition, is they puncture the abomycin so that the gas can come out. So then it could be, maybe that makes it into a trefa. Right? So Rabbi Belsky thought it wasn't a trefa, he had a shtickle Torah about it, but you know, to be chashash, so that was another concern. And then Rabbi Shechter was concerned about maybe you shouldn't, you know, do we know for sure that we have rove we have, but do we have shishim against it? Because once they mix all the mikkels together, is it, you know, could be there's more than 2% of animals that have this procedure. Is it? But so Rabbi Shechter spoke to Rabbi Yoshev about it, who didn't agree with him. He thought, we're looking at the milk as it comes out now. Now we have rov. Who cares that later on when you mix it, you know? But it's not such any. But I know that there's also a long discussion. Rabbi Shechter is famous for being machmer about that.
Would you need a Jew to be present for the milking for Rabbi Yoshev's Svara to apply? That we apply rov as soon as it comes out? Let's say like a Jew has no idea that anything is going on.
No, but all behemoth kshavis, I mean, we still rely on that chazak.
Still, okay. I
mean,
are there different countries? In other words,
Shantar's
make a, let's say, by Canadian milk.
Is he
making milk? I'm asking.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Are there different percentages? Is it an American procedure, but not?
No. I think this is universal. Whether it makes it into a trafus, also, you know, Rabbi Belsky, as I told you, thought that maybe it's not the way they do it doesn't necessarily go directly, you know, so it's not, sure. Foolish through and through the way the doctors do it, you know. I'm not, also not such a double portion. And Rabbi Belsky also wasn't sure that we say, in Trev Choselech Lechzeru, if we know that it heals completely. All right. Anyhow, but that's this. So let's go on. It's interesting. Look in the Pischei Tshuva Os Ches. He quotes in the Ayin B'Sefer Chamud Daniel, "Shekos Demuta Levashel Basa LaOvik Kachovin B'Kdeva Shel Cholav Ena Ben Yomo." The Chol She'ena Osa Rak Medrabonin Lo Gozo B'Bishul V'Hanor V'Kan Lekamaris Ayin. The miyodei im hukdeva shel basa or shel cholov. In mekomakom yesh lahachmi dekasef ramor the also lachdos. We'll get to that more. The eshim mishum the mitchila hayachol of gomer hichmiru boksas. Okay, so then it says avadagim v'ragavim ein behem os isu afilu midrabanan. Right. So this we spoke about whether you know this by cholov is there a sakana of, right? So okay.
I heard that chassidim are mak with no fish with certain chassidim are mak with no fish and milk.
I think there are svada. Sorry, chassidim also. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's not just it's nusach svada. That's the critical thing. So the only shah we have to know about chabad nusach chavi. What is that? Okay. So the Ramah says, "V'nagul lasos cholov mishkedim, u'menichem bo bosa of hov enu rak midrabanan. Aval bosa behema yesh lo neich etzel cholov shkedim mishum maris ha'ayin, k'moshin ispar le'el." So this is an important Ramah. The Ramah says that they had a minig they used to make, like we have, you know, artificial, you know, pava milk. So they used to make it out of almond milk, which we do nowadays also. You know, it's called of shkedim. When I first was learning this Ramah, it was like, who does that? But now almond milk, because people have, milk allergies, it became so common, right? And especially now, which I didn't have in the good old days, for Pesach, it's very common, I got a lot of shyness this year about the almond milk for Pesach, mm-hmm. You know, because they didn't have OUPs on it, some of them, other kosher Pesach. And, you know, it depends where, but the ones with Shacharit were, and most of them are, and I think the most of the chash was just the chash of kidneys. So it's good to know 2 weeks after Pesach. okay, so anyhow, so the Ramah says that we put Shkedim next to. If you took meat and you were cooking it in almond milk, so there's a chash of what a maris ayin. But if it was chicken, since the isa is only drabonin, so the Ramah says that there's no maris ayin on an isa drabonin. Right? So the shach is not so happy about this. And he says, let's just read that shach, it's ois vav. V'nogu lasos cholav mishkedim, klamer v'lo dami l'dam dogim, shemutal l'gamer, v'afil hochi im kintzu b'kli osu mitnei maras ha'ayin, elam ken yesh bo kashkashim shenika shu dam dogim, d'osum dam gufi osu midi raisa, hilke chavoi yom edo ochul dam behem v'sh osu midi raisa, right? So only then are we making, let's say a person drinks, you know, the blood of a fish, unless it has kashkashim in it, so then there's a chashash of maras ha'ayin, people will think maybe he's drinking blood. But that's because it's nisa diraisa. Avu bosa of b'chol of mamas shu midrabon of lekel meches to maras ha'ayin. Lekein psa behema b'chol of shu os midiraisa yesh lanich etzo shkedim kidei shlo yachshuv haroa shu chol of mamas v'kaf kosa b'tar eschata sham v'l fizet tzolch lama demayru b'bishul di lav hochi afil psa behema leki su diraisa. In other words, if just that he's eating meat and afterwards he's with his coffee he's using this milk, that would also only be an Issa Drabanan. It's only if it's Bebisho. And so that, according to the Ramah, there'd be no Chash. In that case, V'chein Mukhid Patoz Chatel Hedge Einzah, V'simon Toz Aval Marshal, Lomot Mihach, the Dam Dogim, the Bapurim, Kyotzimah, Shirigim, Lechel, Tanagolas, Bechol of Shkedim, Shosha Im Loshenich Shkedim, Etz Lomitochan, Ubetzirin, Lake, Brat Gabi Psal Of, the Ekel Mechish Tresh, Lo Yidama Loma Psal Of, Bechol of Shari. Afil mitrabonin, kubiosi aglili, akan lashono. V'chein hiskimu hachronim, namely like the marshal, that even by psal of, we're makbid about chol of, about marasayin. V'chein hiskimu hachronim, v'chein nivalfinis lefianis daiti, toho afil b'midi drabonin chashin lemarasayin, bekam beduchti, mehem b'shas perek b'mer behema, v'lo bezug afa pishu pikbuk mishum de mechsi keman the Ozel Lechinuka. So he brings a raya from the Gemara in Behema that it says that you can't take the animal with the, whatever it is, you know, the bell on the animal, even if it's silence, whatever it is, because they did that to, you know, to publicize their wares as they're going to the market, and it looked like it's going to the market. So it's a mara sign that is, you know, that maybe of Mecca Chamemka. Memka Chamemka on Shabbos is only Midrabon, and still we're worried about mara sign. So he brings this as a raya. They see even in Nisid Rabbanon there's mara sign. Right, so he brings a raya against the Shach Cholik on this Ramah. So to answer the Ramah from that Gemara on Shabbos, there are several possible answers. The Aruch HaShulchan has an interesting answer. The Aruch HaShulchan says it could be that Shabbos, Isur Shabbos, are more chomer than regular Isur Drabon. And this, this I think is based on the famous Ramban, which is the famous. I don't know if the Aruch HaShulchan quotes Ramban, but what's the famous Ramban?
Zachar, right? The Ramban writes that
I don't know if it's not in Mishnah Zohar, but go ahead.
No, I was thinking by Zohar, Simon Shabbos Kadosh, that I thought the Ramban says that it's a mitzvah to. I think he says that it's that Shusan are deoraisa.
Right, correct. That's the Ramban thing, but I'm not sure. Is it in Zohar? I think it's a Mikra Kodesh. But whatever the Ramban is, but whatever that Ramban is, the Ramban has it. He says it's a very beautiful Ramban. Not that it's a different kind of Ramban, but the Ramban says. He pictures what did the Torah think, you know, before Chacham gave, what was the regular day, what was Shabbos like in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So he said, you know, if you get rid of all the drabonas, what's left in terms of the Tzura Sayom, in terms of Shabbos? Because he says, you can go, you know, you go to work, v'zahuvim al ha-shulchan, you know, he has a whole description, you're going to work, almost everything you're doing is Mecca Chamem because Drabon. So you'll be careful not to write. You'll write, and you know, Hotsaw is if it's only the Shusaram Diyarais, it's very limited. So the whole day you'll have, you know. So you don't cook, but to intersect with a Diyaraisa in terms of changing the day, it could be a very Shabbos would be a very Vochadikate.
Yeah,
have
your Shabbos going, do everything for you.
What?
You have your Shabbos going, just do everything for you.
Right. So he said, what did the Torah think? What was that? So he says that the Torah meant for Chachamim to make different kinds of shusim to guard the day. It's a famous Ramban. So according to that Ramban, you know, the shusim are not just mitrabonim, that they're rooted in a deraisa concept. You know, I once heard from the Rav, this is actually one of the first times I heard the Rav speak. This was at a Chuvah Rasha. And he was speaking about what is, you know the assay of Shabbos, Mikra Kodesh. So he said, you know, some people, this was in the ninth, when was this? This must have been like 1964, 63, I heard this. This was, and he said, you know, a lot of people used to have their television on a Shabbos clock. You know, go, and he says, so they didn't do a malach at all, but they were mevatel the device of mikra kodesh of Shabboson, because the Torah meant for it to be a different day. This, right? And he quoted the Rambam, that the Rambam says, famously says, that muksa, why did Chazal make the shvus of muksa? So the Ravid, some of you hold that it's a shvus of Hotzor. But the Rambam holds is because there's some people, you know, who don't work the whole week, the leisure class, they're called students, right? So they're not working the whole week. Or, you know, wealthy people, you know, in China, the aristocracy used to, the sleeves would go beyond their fingers to show that they didn't have to work. So the Rambam speaks about, you know, the aristocratic group, and he says they don't work the whole week. So how is Shabbos different? So Shielam Shvisa, this is the Lashon Rambam, I think Shvisa Hanikeres, a demonstrative resting. So that's why they instituted Muksa. Right? The Rav disagrees. But the Rav said what the Ram means to say, because it's Shabbos and it's not just an Isur Asay, it's also a Kiyum Asay. Right? So this falls into also, so maybe Shabbos is different. That's the Ocha Shulchan's answer on this Shach.
This is the Rambam in Perichaf Aleph and Shabbos, never before Tishbos, the feeling of the Rambam Shein and Malacha Chai of the Shbos Mehen. And then he starts listening out the Shulchan. He quotes a Pasuk Medaraisa and Shmos as a source for the Shulchan before.
This is the Ramban you're referring to?
The Rambam in Shabbos. He says, never before Tishbos, the feeling of the Rambam Shein and Malacha Chai of the Shbos Mehen.
But where's the Rambam? Do you have the Lashon Rambam about Shvus Ani Keres?
Let me try to find it. Maybe where's it come up? Chaf Dalet.
It's his explanation of Muksa.
Yeah, here it is. It's Chaf Dalet Yud Gimel. He says Oche Rekavitav Lachinam Shemlachtan the Iser. After she says Amen, okay, blah, blah. He's giving a lot of reasons. But Omer Mishim Mixas Am Inam Baliyam Umnius Ela Patemlin Kol Yimehen Kgon Hatayelin V'Yosh VeKranos Kol Yimehen Hin Shvusin Mumelacha.
Right. And the Rav is masig, right? The Rav says kozorotzo.
Yeah, and then he says, odamru. He says odamru, which is interesting. Otu total lav tzorech otzahi. Odamru bimei nechemya. Right,
okay, he's being gracious. Okay, the Rav. Right. Okay. So that's one answer. The if you look here, however, the Nachlas Tzvig is a different answer, very interesting answer. And he says that there's a chilik between muksa. We know that kol ma she'asu chachamim mishumar sa'ayin afilu b'chadrei chadorim asu. Right. The Gemara in Beitza. So he says, but there's a different in chadrei chadorim. Let's just read the Nachlas Tzvig inside. You have it on the bottom. The Nogu says, "Hol ve'enu lak midraban and ayin shach shehevi demahav shal cholok alze v'hiskim imo mishum dafilo b'midi drabanan chayshin lemaras ayin kedi isa b'shas b'perik v'lo right." So l'fi ani yistaita. This is his answer. The Nachlas Tzvi, by the way, is the Pischa Tshuva. Same person. He was, I think, a rav near Vilna. I think. Ulfiani is daiti any maven ha saga al haramo klal. The vadigam haramo is al moide da fil bedrabon and chayshin le maras ein. Kin mavu bekama duchte. Achainu dafke be maras ein gomo. Shubifne haroim. Right, a public maras ein. Masha enkin hocha de mayer shimavashel beveso. The ein chash lesser. Rak mishum had the kaimelam bekom the makom she'asu chacham mishum maras ayin afil chadrei chadorim also v'ze eno el b'midi diyaraisa the lokein kosu hatoisus beheje b'ksubis daf samach ayin aleph the hod afil b'chadrei chadorim also ze eno el b'midi shavo yachshiduhu. Sha'over Isud Yeraisa, Avam Yachshidu, Sha'over Bemili Drabonon, Lo, Ayin Sham, Vachain Huber Piske, Toysis, Perakamida Vodazora, Bimke Lo Kosher, Mishash, Perakme Behema, because that's public Marasayan. The Hosam Ika Marasayan Gomer, Masha Enkin Hochda, Filu Imhu Bifne Bne Beso, even if he does it in his house, amongst his family, that's also called Chadre Chadorim. Gamkein Chosh Chadre Chadorim, Kinemuvur Bore Chaim, Bimne Shibne Beso, Yodim Hadova Aburyo. Even if it's a public event, the Ika Maris Ayin Goma. Okay, so but let's talk about his teretz. So his teretz is what? That if it's Mishum Chadre Chadorim, right? So if it's bechadre chadorim, so then what?
Then
there's no marasayim.
So,
right. So what's the pshat in that? So I was thinking like this. What's the halacha that masha osu chacham mishum marasayim afilu bechadre chadorim osu? What's the pshat? After all, Maris Ayin and Chadra Chadorim seem to be, you know, mutually exclusive, right? So what's the pshat? So I thought that the pshat is like this, that when Chachamim asked something, Mishum Maris Ayin, so I mean, there are two possibilities, for so in general, why they would ask us something because of Maris Ayin. What's the principle of Maris Ayin? You know, one maybe is V'hiyis Nikim, that if people will think badly about you, right? And you, like the Rav used to say, you see from the locha of Maris Ayin that your reputation is not just your own, that you have a right to sully it or to compromise it. The other pshat in Maris Ayin is that people will learn from you and do the wrong thing. So maybe the pshat is like this in Maris Ayin. For whatever the reason is, it could be a nafka mina in what I'm about to say, that which they ask Mishum Maris Ayin is they didn't just say because of that, you know, it's just like Exeris, somebody may come to the wrong conclusion about either about you or about what the halacha is, but they said that maisa that you do, which could, you know, which has these implications, that the maisa itself is also, right? Once because of Maris Ayin, but that thing itself becomes also. So let's talk about where the Gemara has the halacha. Where does the Gemara have the halacha of Maris Ayin? The Gemara has a Beitza by Machlepis and Beshami there, by Shoivich, if you use the Sulam to take down, you know, if it's this a kind of a Sulam that you would use to, you know, go up and, you know, fix your roof, so people may think you're doing that to fix your roof, right? Right, so then it's a difference. So maybe it's a difference between Bishusay Rambam and Bishusay. So if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam says, I think in Hilchas Yontif, I don't know if I can find, when he quotes that halacha, so the Rambam says that these things that are also v'chadrei chadorim, but were matam mishum simchas yontif. Can you find that? Where's that? Perakei v'chas yontif? This is great. Technology. I think the rival is massive. So the Rambam said, "Mishum Simchas Yontif." If it's berabim, they're not making Mishum Simchas Yontif, right? But if it's be yochid in the right, so they are making the Rambam holds they make a Simchas. The Ravid is masik there, no? So he disagrees with this Ram, that the Ram has a special hetem from Simchas Yontif, but the Ram shows that Simchas Yontif is only matter what bechadre chadorim, but not be rabbin, not be fahesia. Why?
Right.
So I thought that the pshat is that the Ram saying the hagdorim. What's the loch of bechadre chadorim? Chadre chadorim is not the pshat. Is once they when they said Maris Ayin, they didn't just say, well, the reason is because of Maris Ayin, but they said that maisa per se is also. So let's say Maris Ayin of Yontif is, if you did it, you'd be considered a Mechal Yontif. Right? You did a Yontif Isa. So therefore Simchas Yontif is Mater. So if it's just an Isa of Yontif, so Simchas Yontif can be Mater. But if it's Befahesia, if it's Barabim, Bishus Aram, so then it's not just an Isa Yontif, it's the general Halacha Maris Ayin. Simchas Yontif is not Mater of that. Right? So now coming over here, so maybe in them we're mechalik between an Issa D'Oraisa and Issa Rabbanan. In an Issa D'Oraisa, they said that the Issa becomes an Issa Proti, an Issa in the case of Sulam de Anisa Yontif, or in our case of Basa B'cholov, it becomes Anisa Basa B'cholov. So B'chadre Chadorim, if it's only Anisa Drabanon, they did it Asa. And it could be also that Basa B'cholov Drabonon is, you know, it's not just because it's they're making in the Drabonon, it could be because Basa B'cholov Drabonon, as we know, is a different kind of Basa B'cholov. L'may nafkamina for Bishul, for Hanor, maybe for Tich Nasis Nevela. So therefore, that's not, you know, an Issa Prati of Basa B'cholov that they could have said that the Maris Ayin becomes an Issa Basa B'cholov. Because the Basa B'cholov itself does become an Issa completely, you know, a Basa B'cholov. You know, I'm overstating it a little bit, but the Issa Gafir is, but in Cheftah it's not. So if in Cheftah it's not an Issa Basa B'cholov, they couldn't make the Maris Ayin to be an Issa Prati. Right? But, Or could be more universal. That's by all Issa Drabonon, right? That it's not, which is more likely. That in Issa Drabonon we don't say it, but it's for the same Sfora. Because in Issa Drabonon they didn't go so far as to make it an Issa Prati, but in Issa D'Oraisa they did. But we see that it's not but from Chadre Chadorim. There's a difference between Chadre Chadorim and, you know, Barabim. Barabim, the pshat is, it's the regular, you know, chash that you may. You know, you may mislead somebody, or they'll think poorly about you, or something like that. But if it's b'chadre chadorim, no one's going to see. So why did they do it? The pshat is they did it because they asked that ma'isa. But if they asked that ma'isa, they didn't go. So they only did that if it were nisa d'oraisa, nisa d'rabbanan. They didn't do it. Okay.
Rebbe think that would explain, let's say Shabbos is a kind of example. Shabbos Rebbe was arguing that kufa didn't d'rabbanan does have an aspect of the Doraisa, meaning even though it's Xerub Drabana.
Well, he's giving a different answer, so then that would be his answer, the way he's saying, because he said, it's only Befahesia, because it's Lachinka. That's his answer. It's a different answer, not because the Ruach HaShulchan said the other answer. Okay. We spoke about if it's a min tame, so that's not Basa B'cholov, right? That's not Basa B'cholov. What about if it's not a min tame, but it's not a min tame, but it's but it's Nevela. So he talks about this. If you look in Dogum of Ova, famous Dogum of Ova, let's just read it inside. Obosa Nevela, V'chein Chelev. I told you how it was Nogea in terms of the issue we had with the veal, right? So what about... So if it's not a min tame, so it is d, right? Just it's a trefa, right? Or it's a nevela. Is there an isa? What's its status relative to basa b'cholov? So basa nevela v'chein chelev also levasho b'cholov min ha'toyra v'loike al bishulo av bachila ein bo isa basa b'cholov v'chol zem mevuah b'rambam per tes mit macholos asur salach avav v'omnam im hu osu b'hanor. Einu mavua b'divrei Harambam. Avo beperes mishnayis b'meseches krisus perek shlishi b'mishnah yesh b'echa l'chila achas mavua sham b'divrei Harambam she'enu osu b'hanor mavua she osu b'hanor ayin sham b'nekuda haniflo she'biya she'af l'divrei atoysis b'meseches chulin d'ivrei isa koilo she'kosu she'isa hanor lo mikre isu moisiv. Ein hechuk divrei hanekuda haniflo, hamikom makom lematzino l'tois befeush she yuchalku al dino shel harambam shehecha sheeno osu ba'achila mishum bosu b'cholov eino osu ba'anov l'chein hasomich hazeh b'makom hefsid lo yafsid. So the Rambam says, I have about this in my sefer. I forgot which one, first or second Gan Shoshana, but. So, the Rambam, obviously he likes this Svara, because he calls it the Nakuda HaNiflo, this remarkable point, which the Rambam says, he says like this, you know, we know that the Rambam's, he says like this, that by, that if I cook, the Rambam's opinion is if I cook basa b'cholov of nevela, I'm over on the Issa Bishul, right? Remember I told you that story with Moshe Besdin, with a guy who had KP dude, right? So he told him if it's chazer, it's okay, but if it's nevela, you know, then the attack will be an Issa Bishul, if he's cooking it with milk. But that's, he said, that's, but the Ram says, he says like this, in terms of the Issa Hanor, he says that the Issa Hanor by Basa B'cholov won't be Chal on the Vela. He makes a chilek between if it's an Issa, like by the Issa Kachim, the Issa Me'ila of Hanor, will be Chal. Why? Because there, the Issa Hanor is an independent Issa Hanor, and the, you know, Chelev is only also Bachila, so it's an Issa Mosif, because it's being Mosif the Issa Hanor, right? But by Basa B'cholov, the Issa Hanor can only be, it really first starts as an Issa Achila. This is the way the Rav explained this, the Kudan the Flow. I don't have it in front of me now. They said the Pshat is, first it's Chal as an Issa Achila. The Issa Hanor is a derivative of the Issa Achila. And since the Issa Achila is not Chal, because Ein Issa Chal al Issa, so then the Issa Hanor, which is only a derivative of it, is not Chal. Why do we know that the Issa Hanor is only a derivative of the Issa Achila according to the Rambam? We know from that Magid Mishnah that tells us that by Basa B'cholov there's no Malkus on Hanor, even though the Ram doesn't say it any place explicitly, right? So this would be confirmation to the Magid Mishnah, right? So the Issa Hanor, which doesn't bring Malkus, is a derivative of the Issa Achila, because we learn it from the Lashon Achila in the Torah, right? Like the Babu's Halacha, wherever it says Losoch, it includes Echad Issa Achila v'Echad Issa Hanor b'Mashma, it includes both. So therefore, since the Issa Achila is not Chal, so then the Issa Hanor is also not Chal. Right? That's the Ram's famous Nukud on the floor. So therefore, if I would cook Psa Nevela with Cholov, the Ram says there'll be Malkus. Right? And it'll be Osu V'Achila, but of course it's Osu V'Achila anyhow because it's Nevela. But there'll be no Issa Hanor. Right? So the dogma of Vava says called Somech Hazeh B'Makom Hefsid Lo Yafsid, right? Since the dogma of Vava says that we don't know anybody explicitly who's choylik on the Rambam, so the Chassam Sofer says there are people who are choylik on the Rambam Furish. I think he has a Tosis, right? He has a Tshuvas HaRashba or something. He has some Rishonim who are choylik and say that it's Osa B'Hanor. So then, and it's Nisa Moisif. So then, maybe not so good to be Mekel. For us, it's a big nafkamina for people who buy, you know, who have animals, have dog food, because the real shot about dog food, assuming you're not eating it yourself, is, it's also by Noah, because they cook this meat with, you know, with milk. So isn't it a problem of also by Noah? So according to the dogma of Vava, according to the Ram, it's not a problem. But if you hold that it's also by Noah, we've had requests at the OU to give supervision to dog food. But I've, for public relations reasons, marketing reasons, decided not to do it. But, you can imagine people have a field day with this. But there is actually a need for that.
Is any conscious organization get involved or no? They're all the same.
They're always looking for the OU to take the lead so they can follow. But I think there may be now someone who gives to dog food. I just had a request again.
Why would there be? What's the backlash then?
No, you know, it looked like, you know, for animals, the OU is good. You know. the dog lobby is working on this. But you know that. So I just want to point out one thing about this Rambam, which is not such a dog, just that's worth noticing. The Rambam says that because the Isa HaNor, since the Isa Achil is not Chal, right, so the Isa HaNor is not Chal.
Shouldn't we say that also about the Bishul?
But, yeah, so that's also, right, so that's also a question. Why don't you say that about Bishul? If you say, this comes back, I think, maybe come back to the issue that we spoke about Ein Bishul Acha Bishul by Basa B'chol. You know, is the Isa Bishul by Basa B'chol of, as the Rav said, is it just for the Maisa Bishul? That's this Rikivega at the beginning, right? Or is the Isa Bishul because you're creating a Chefza Basa B'cholov? So if you say that it's not also, you know, that it's us not also Achila B'hanor, so why should there be an Isa Bishul? So that's a good question. So I'm going to come back to that in a second. But why back for the Isa HaNor? You know, what he's saying, because the Isa Achila is not Chal, because Ein Isa Chal Alisa, and that's what schleps along, so to speak, the Isa HaNor. But is that true? Ein Isa Chal Alisa means that's not Chal at all? So this is a shal, you know, Achorim, we have a long discussion about. Is Ein Isa Chal Alisa mean, Kipshuto, that's not Chal? Or Ein Isa Chal Alisa means that's not Chal completely, and therefore, you're not Nenash on it. And the way that they quote, that you see that it is Chal, some Achorim, they quote from the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara says, Nafkamin le'inin, whether Nikba ben Hashoim, moving, right? You know, if a person, let's say, there's a locha ain't called from tzaddik, it's a losha. Rabbi Teitz once told me it's a locha that's observed in America only in the breach. But,
only in
the breach, you know, people, it's violated all the time, but you didn't derisa. So ain't called from tzaddik, it's a losha, but it's not only tzaddik, it's a losha, but even relatively, you know, there's one person's a tzaddik, one person is a losha, and one's a losha goma, right? So it reminds me of a story they tell, about the guy. The Rav has to give a hesped about a guy who's, you know, was a crook and so on. But you know, what does he do? You know, president, sure, you got to give the hesped. So he says, you know, but apparently his father, this guy, was the head of Murder Incorporated. And he says, so he got up and he said, you know, next to his father, he was a tzaddik. So that's the halacha, right? So the Gemara says, if one person was over on the Isa directly, and the other person was over on it only because Ein Isa Chal Alisa, right? One person was over on it, plus another Isa that was Chal, so he has one Isa plus another one, plus the one that wasn't Chal, right? So if it's not Chal at all, so they both only have one. So you see from there that it's Taka Chal, just it's not. So, but you see from this Rambam also, that the Isa Achil is Chal on Nevela of Basa B'cholov, but apparently it's Chal. It's not just that it's a Ptur Onshim. The loch is the reason it's Potim Onshim is because it's not Chal B'Shlimusa, and that's the loch. And it's a Chal Alisa, not that it's not Chal at all. So since it's an incomplete Isa, that incomplete Isa Achila can't schlep along the what the Isa No, which also answers Hudi's question: why should there be an Isa Bishul at all then? Because it is Chal. Right, despite that it says Ein Isa Chal Alisa, but not Bishlemusa. Yeah.
Problem is the Rambam does use the lashon in the Kinyan of Love, Mutter. He constantly emphasizes Heter, so it's a very powerful. The Har Tzvi picks up on that. That's the reason why he points out that he thinks that it's the other way around, that the Iker isn't the Iser Bishul is not to facilitate the Iser Achima. No. It's clear because the Rambam thinks that the Bishul is Aser, and he says, look, he says that it's Heter Gamor. It sounds that way. The problem is the Parish of Mishnah, so you don't know what.
Right.
The Rambam actually wrote.
Right, we have to see what the Rambam actually wrote.
Right.
To look at the Kapach.
Right. Well, maybe I should try to do that.
Or learn Arabic.
We'll learn Arabic Kapach. I met him once. I was at his house. He lived in Rechavia. He was just the sweetest man. But Rabbi Lichtenstein used to be a big chassid of when it first started coming out, you know, the Parish Mishnah especially. Thank you for mentioning. Today's Rabbi Lichtenstein's yahrzeit, so I'm happy that I was able to mention his name. The nafkamina would be about this, about you know how we interpret Ein Isa Chal Alisa, but halach lamaisa, this is a huge issue in terms of basa b'cholov with nevela, you know, isn't mutar b'hanor. on a practical level, you know, but it comes up with us in other issues also in kashrus. You know, whether it's asubah no, just asubah chila, but you know, dog food is one example of it. And you know, that would be also, as I told you the story at the beginning, about the veal. Okay. Yeah, I just want to remind everybody, so this Sunday, we're on for 9:30, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to be here, I apologize.
But you wouldn't have been here if I gave it at 12 either, right?
Happens to be this is a little more complicated situation.
Okay. I think in the Sunday after, I also may have to give early, because I have a cautious conference for Mashkichim. So the next two Sundays.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Okay. Have a good Shabbos.
Yeah.